Yeah,
know?
I wasn't sure. So as Femke mentioned, the idea is to think about the people who see your work for the first time and be in contact with your work for the first time online. So to try to describe it and to say what it's about. Explaining it.
Okay. Is there any target length? Like, should I keep it to a minute or how? Is there?
No, it's not so precise. I mean, okay, it can, okay. What you need. Just not too many details, just a nice.
So basically, the different versions are possible, is a kind of personal exploration of mine inside of Wikipedia, Wikimedia ecosystem, if different versions are really possible and in which way, and what are the limits of versioning, and how versioning can be seen as versioning and different perspectives, and not just technical tool to keep track of changes. And it came out of the, I guess, 2017 workshop, when we were doing things together for several days in different platforms for archiving, for content management, and this also included Wikipedia, and also included Media Wiki software as such, that has this feature of versioning. But then it goes against crosses one of the five primary kind of doctrines of Wikipedia, of presenting kind of non-biased objective facts, which basically means you can successively do succession of versions of single page or single phenomena, but you cannot have parallel versions of different perspectives displayed next to each other and be in dialogue.
So you mean, like, what you're saying is that actually the way the platform operates, so the way it can work, is somehow against the policies or even maybe the politics of Wikipedia?
I wouldn't use the word against. I think the platform enables technically to do more things than what policy permits, and what policy and local culture encourages and kind of commits to. And my interest was, of course, coming as someone who constantly works against or tries to work against the norms and the routines and question from different perspectives, primarily queer perspective, but not only, is where can these other voices and how they can be heard. And this is, of course, then a big clash with what is the dominant idea of encyclopedic so-called objective approach.
So how did you do that?
So in the first intervention, we were basically prototyping what could be the template that would suggest that page not only has issues with objectivity, but have like a counter proposal of banner that suggests that article is, for example, claiming objectivity in a way that is not balancing different perspectives or not including even different perspectives. And this was kind of quick and dirty intervention as a mock-up. And people who've seen this saw some potential that this could be interesting to explore further. And I kind of kept busy mentally with the idea how can this be presentable in interface and how this can be presentable and argued for in terms of protocols and values. And as of last year, as of autumn last year, also how this can be a kind of a social intervention. And this was maybe the biggest turn in kind of seeing what can be done, because I kind of gave up on Wikipedia as a platform, although I have account from almost from the start, from I guess 2002 or something like this. I lost track how many times my proposals were deleted or my comments suppressed, or how many times something was ignored. So I basically stopped believing it, but then I came across through a contact of a conference that was kind of claiming to be the first conference for querying Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, attracted attention of mine, and I looked it up. Mm-hmm. And realized it's actually the first official global LGBT plus user group initiative to do a conference to work on issues that were very big in past years, like gender gap, like suppression of people with different sexual orientation, with different gender characteristics. Mm-hmm. And so they were approaching from a very particular community background, very particular approach of intervening in content and somewhat intervening in policies. And yeah, I joined this organizing in order to try to enrich their discourse by introducing interface interventions. Mm-hmm. And also proposing other projects that deal with code of conduct and safe space, which goes a little bit against their focus of doing everything publicly and everything out in the open. Kind of in the same time provides a different type of support for the community that has been suppressed for such a long time. And unfortunately, the conference didn't happen due to COVID pandemic, but because I infiltrated kind of in programming committee, and I committed to keep developing things with them in case something happens in the future. I also kind of became more informed of what is the overall dynamic inside of the whole Wikimedia ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Which also informed me how complex are relations in between what we know as Wikimedia Foundation, the voluntary editors, then the people who are activists for specific groups that experience this toxicity, and their interactions through either processes of decision making or even proposing, and kind of coordination of how things might change. And it was a really interesting development for me to learn how kind of multifaceted this process is, how different interests and forces overlap and sometimes work together, sometimes work against each other, and how like official standpoints of foundation are sometimes very supportive, but practically don't really get to manifest much. And this is kind of interesting for people who were making pressure for many years that change is made, but the change that comes is then a kind of a clunky, I would say, civil society foundation organized work that is neither fast enough to kind of respond to urgencies, nor feels adequate in terms of everyone having access to these systems of support.
And you started to document these troubles in conversations, in videos?
I actually started doing something like a short video, I wouldn't call them interviews, maybe video statements, asking people who were around these issues to say something about the dynamics. And of course, the first people I asked, people I knew, were primarily content focused, and it's kind of getting a little bit more diverse in this planning of the second group of people I asked for interviews. So, for example, I would want to ask people who are not necessarily part of the committed, enthusiastic volunteer community of Wikipedia, but people who develop either sister projects or develop independent projects using the software. And they usually have a bit more radical opinion and kind of provide more concrete, specific proposals of what needs to be done so that situation gets better.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring you one of the question that was actually phrased by Phil and Mia in the conversation we had just before speaking to you. And we asked them on the spot, so they were, but they wanted to ask you about like what tactics or ways you have found to bring up the problems with multiplicity, diversity, differences in a community that somehow seems to already have resolved this issue by saying, and we are public, we are different than the authoritative encyclopedia. So how does this? How do you make space for calling attention to the actual lack of perspectives in a project that has done, let's say, has made a reputation of being the different voice itself?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit lucky to arrive at this very point in time to these questions, because there has been already a lot of critique, even in mainstream media. There have been already many community proposed requests for comments. There have been online meetings, especially now during pandemics, of people discussing these questions. So I didn't have to, and there is already, for example, in place this safety and security team by Wikimedia Foundation that is kind of trying to deal with these situations. It's more problematic on the level of questioning doctrine of specifically Wikipedia, that there is no way to do objectivity as they initially proposed as one of the key important aspects of how content is presented. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that, because I think even people who argue for diversity, they still think it only needs to get better. They don't necessarily think it needs to radically change the perspective of previous year was problematic.
You mean like it's difficult to imagine that it would mean actual change and not just adjustments?
Yeah, I think everyone is aware that it's primarily Anglo-centric project, that it's primarily done by men who have free time, who are probably like middle class, maybe over 40 or even older. And if they entered this at early 2000s, they might be already closer to 60, you know, so it's like a very specific social group that was dominant for such a long time. Mm-hmm. It had the luxury of doing voluntary work for years, maybe even decades, and that identifies with the project and identifies often with roles of power of not just being editor, but being like policing administrator. So it's very hard to kind of step out of this and say, it's not like you have to bring in just few more women and few more people of color and few more people who are less privileged. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be radically shifted in how things are done. Mm-hmm. And then also that this how things are done is considered not only as content intervention or policing intervention, but also interface intervention and kind of modality of what is the kind of labor and power relation. And mm-hmm. like this is maybe the most hard part to persuade people that there needs to be multiple different things addressed in the same time. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot allocate it just to diversity issue. And this diversity issue is not just minorities. Mm-hmm. Because, it's kind of structural problem. And it's also interesting that when arguing for this, different parts of ecosystem would respond radically differently. I think for Wikimedia Foundation, it's obvious that this needs to be fixed in very organized, fixed method of kind of what can be planned as a, I don't know, 3-year project with deliverables. Mm-hmm. And for the different communities of volunteer or semi-volunteer contributors, it's much more stress over how they can still be relevant and how this process can include different people without making it kind of artificial project of flying across the world to do workshops for a weekend and, you know, having agencies that do branding and kind of rebrand the new positive image of Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's interesting because to us, it seems like your project is testing with what diversion is let's say assuming so that that digital collection are potential site for intersectional and decolonial practice. So then also allowing what you said before, conflict, collaboration, and multiplicity. So do you think, like, with your project, when you look at your project, do you think this is possible?
I think it's possible to use it as a example of a practice that kind of materializes different types of arguments, different types of perspectives that are not present in big quantities in the current kind of layout of the ecosystem and all the entities inside. I think by maybe doing this and presenting this at specific venues with specific kind of focused attention, I think it's possible to escalate this to become more informed critique. Because usually what is now present in critique in mainstream is that either content is not good or not good enough, and that foundation is not doing all the work that it could or it should, considering the amount of resources they are bringing together, because they accumulated quite a bit of resources, but then they also kind of feel like they kind of waste it in a kind of very particular way. So I think doing interventions that maybe diverse versions or different versions of critical proposals, I think makes sense for kind of advancing critique. I'm not sure critique is always taken into account easily. Like, sometimes if people don't see an exit strategy to their own proposal, like how to go out of the situation where they have to pull back and reconfigure their position, then they might just be defending it anyway, just because they don't want to diminish within their position in whatever is the environment. And I think this is something that's been super tricky to address, that I discovered just maybe a few weeks ago, that even proving things wrong is not enough. You have to kind of, also sensitize people that they can admit that their argumentation is not valid or not good enough to stay, and kind of start adjusting to different dynamics, that someone who is maybe external has better overview of what could be done or what needs to be done. And this is, of course, problematic for everyone who is in power, in any kind of power right now, either accumulating resources of cultural capital, social capital, or even financial capital and resource, technical resources.
And if we can go back to like your work with this, so you decided to collect these statements from different people. Okay, can you talk a bit about how you identified the people that you wanted to speak, or that you wanted to include?
I mean, considering there was pandemic, I didn't have many options. I could only ask few people who I was in touch with and who had enough focus to commit. And I also am still very much external to these communities. So like just asking tricky questions, it's not easy if you are if people are not familiar with you. So I started with asking people who were involved with queering Wikipedia conference preparations. And it was basically asking them three simple questions. One, how they understand themselves, what is queering, how they understand themselves, what could be queering Wikipedia. And the third one was how they feel as queer Wikipedians in times of pandemic, because it definitely shifts all the kind of balance of the previous dynamics, and like more radical proposals could be present, and also what looked like very stable and planned strategy can be questioned. And I did three audio interviews, one video, and I want to do another round with at least three more, and then open it up for other people to use the same the model, but maybe adapt the questions to fit their work. So not assuming that queer perspective is the starting perspective, but maybe ask people who are focused on feminist perspective, or who are focused on decolonial work, or who are focused on giving access through kind of commoning practices to, like just not assume that starting position is fixed and kind of matches my own.
Yes.
So, in that way, it could maybe be interesting to map how people coming from different lines of discourse or different practices could have common cross sections that where they could argue for the same things, or not arguing for the same things, but at least arguing against the norms that are imposed as a single perspectives.
And how much do you think the relation, like how important is the relation between the way the platform operates, so that let's say the technological infrastructure of Wikipedia, and the way it operates as a content editing environment? Like, do you think there's a connection between these two?
I think it's huge and super important. I think the fact that it has this claim of total transparency as like ultimate goal, and its interpretation of kind of anonymity and kind of it kind of allows for a lot of unsolicited content to be or maybe maybe there is a better word than unsolicited content, for like, let's say, toxic content to be uploaded regularly, that directs a lot of resources to things like policing. And of course, if you claim to be objective encyclopedic global project, policing such, you know, overreaching scale can eat all of your resources. Like, regardless how much you have, there is always a possibility that it's too little. And so I think it's important to think what could be different ways of seeing yourself in the world, and also how can this manifest in future versions of both code of the MediaWiki software, but also services, how they are provided and how they are organized online.
It's interesting because it somehow resonates with what we tried to talk about with Mia and Phil, like how the digital somehow promises a letting go, a possibility of indeed like multiplicity and less obsessive relation to ownership, authorship, and property. And it seems like the systems that we are like getting used to are actually producing the opposite. And
I mean, maybe it has these features on certain scale, but once it becomes this overreaching, like global aspiration, and also centers around universalist claims like objectivity and then, you know, a single point that is neutral, then it becomes even like it becomes like super impossible.
And so are you back on track with Wikipedia now? Are you, have you found a way to stay in the project? Because you you started with saying that you had somehow given up on the project. Are you seeing opportunities or possibilities now?
Because Croatian Wikipedia is super toxic, super right-wing, and like if you check the meta page, meta server, so the server that talks about Wikipedia, Wikimedia projects internally as self-reflection, there is a RFC for 6 months of problems with Croatian Wikipedia that needs to be shut down and blah blah blah. So I'm in the same time like super localized, like never before. I'm not traveling since the pandemic started, and this used to be my primary mode of operation, like moving around. So I'm dealing with Croatian Wikipedia for the first time, and I think there is a way to intervene. It's probably much more related to general strategizing of how do you deal with far right and how do you deal with different strategies of suppression or discrimination that are not necessarily technical, but related to, you know, social tactics. And in this sense, I found it productive to work with individuals and small groups, and also to kind of network efforts that are on different that are focused on different aspects of kind of Wikimedia platform that are either new experimental projects or that are projects that are more regionally or institutionally focused to not deal with national identity, but mm-hmm. deal with issues like access and kind of innovation and you know that prioritize other things. So that part has been interesting, at some points even inspirational, which I didn't thought I would come across. And it still feels a lot of kind of energy draining process to understand it and to take part, but the perspective of things being done in a different way is kind of a very positive one. So yeah, I wouldn't say I'm enthusiastic over Wikipedia, especially Croatian Wikipedia again, but I can see in the other surrounding spheres how like the leverage could change in the near future. Maybe it takes a year or two, but now I can see it's possible.
Mm-hmm. As a way, like Femke said, as a way to kind of bind the project, the different project together in diversion. We ask each artist to ask a question to another. So mm-hmm. For you, it will be to Zumana, and Martino will be there also. So mm-hmm. it's on this project called a new fire ceremony, which mm-hmm. is giving sort of life and agency to a character of the collection, to sort of bring up questions of ownership and of voice, mm-hmm. of also yeah, ownership and voices. So is there something that you would like to ask them, or do you think it would be interesting to discuss with them?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking recently about how super powerful these social networks became in forming public opinions or kind of shaping what we understand as politics. And I'm curious, and in the same time, there has been a lot of technologies that talk about kind of post-human perspectives, about Internet of Things, and you know, there was a lot of aspirations that these kind of technical, very specific technical emergent approaches could help kind of with everyday life. And I'm interested if they could imagine using things and objects, especially cultural objects, as entities that can join social networks and actually manifest agency in a way that they start influencing politics, and then kind of how general population kind of forms their opinions. Mm. And if they could imagine that the characters and the objects they were giving life to could have agencies in social networks, that could be powerful.
Yeah. So yeah. So how? Because I mean, it's clear that their work is about a shifting of agency. So how, if you would think that agency outside of the museum, but into digital networks, how could this make, maybe even for a different politics? No.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have a task now.
Yeah, especially if they use this metadata and use this, you know, information about where they came from, what were their contexts, how they were dealt as narratives to kind of address issues.
Okay. I mean, this is actually a question we could also ask some other projects. And now I'm thinking with it, but we will maybe carry it on to other conversations. That's good. That's very good. I think that's it for now. I mean, there's lots of other things to talk about, but I think it's good to not go too long. Is there anything you wanted to make sure that's in? That you wanted to add?
I cannot think of it right now, but yeah, if you send me the recording, maybe I'll just go through it again to check.
Yeah,
if there's something really missing.
That would be really good. Yeah, so for now we will do like more quick and dirty, so to get it ready for next week. But then, like this is a good preparation for the work we are going to do for the publication. So. Yeah. It's definitely worth it to think about what's missing.
There is one thing that I want to include in publication, but maybe we don't have to talk about this now. That text that I shared once with you about irrational numbers as version numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this I started, but I kind of missed the deadline for the last time and would maybe
want to work on it.
I think I mean, until the elections in Croatia are done on 5th of July, I'm too crazy.
Yes.
But after that I kind of have a blank slant for the rest of the summer.
Nice.
That's a really good offer.
And if you can pull yourself out of Belgium, consider coming this way. I mean, I already invited several times Constant to come.
We will come. Like, I can. As Constant, but yeah, this where he is, Elodie is quite
beautiful.
Paradise, a little paradise.
Oh, wow, well, I can imagine.
Especially if you like swimming.
Oh, yes.
I can share with you a link to literally place where I am.
Yes, do this.
So you know the situation, how small it is. I actually took a shot from my balcony to and included in Wikipedia as a joke.
Oh,
so if you
the sunset
around,
view that comes from you.
Yes.
No, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Yes.
Hey, Shelko, thanks a lot.
And we talk tomorrow then, yes?
We talk tomorrow, yes. Tomorrow. So Mia and Christina will talk a bit through the... the platform they made, or platform, whatever, the interface they made, and voila.
Cool.
Yeah? Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Zico.
Shelko, we will close this room so we can stop the record. Yeah.